though he slay me. Job 13:15 says, though he slays me, yet will I trust him. After Job's many great trials, the only thing that he really had left was his life, and even it seemed to be hanging on by only a thread. Yet Job trusted God even with that, and why wouldn't he? Job knew that everything he had was from the hand of God, even his life. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God had given Job his life, just as he had breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life, Genesis 2:7. And he knew that this breath would return to God who gave it one day, just as it will to each of Adam's ancestors. Job trusted God even with his breath. It was the breath of God that filled his lungs. Even though he knew that, sooner or later, that breath would depart and return to God, he also knew that God would redeem him from the power of the grave. Job had the firm expectation of resurrection. He says in chapter 19, verses 25 through 27, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he shall stand at the latter day on the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold and not another, though my reins be consumed within me." Job had trusted God in the face of every other enemy, and as with all of us, death would be his last. Job even trusted God in this enemy's face, but he knew that his Redeemer had the power over death. Well, did Paul write, "The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death," 1 Corinthians 15:26. With such confidence of faith, even as we experience life's greatest trials, the peace of God that is superior to every frame of mind shall be garrisoning our hearts and our apprehensions in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7.